Thomas E. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological consultation report on Janelle, J-E-N-E-L-L, Jean, J-E-A-N, Cook, C-O-O-K. Address is 22330 Viola Avenue, P.O. Box 136, Corning, California, 96021. Phone is 530-581-0799. Alternate phone, 530-566-1720. ID is XXX-XX-1456. Driver's license 503-22085. Email is Emily Mann, M-A-N-N 51 at gmail.com. Insurance is Medicare/Blue Cross. Pharmacy is WellCare Prescription Drug Plan. This is entitled Neurological Reevaluation Report. Clinical indication, complaints of memory impairment, past medical history, heart disease, dyslipidemia, measles, cancer, chickenpox, and tonsillitis. Medical allergies, adhesive tape, systematic review of symptoms, depression and forgetfulness, history of bleeding gums and double vision. She wears eyeglasses. GI, she complains of change in bowel movements, constipation, heartburn, or indigestion. Endocrine, she complains of change in her hair growth. Cardiovascular, she complains of hypertension, swelling of the hands, feet, and ankles. Pulmonary, she complains of lung trouble, asthma, and chronic frequent cough. Genitourinary, no complaints. Hematological, she complains of slow healing after cuts, abnormal bruising, and bleeding. Locomotor musculoskeletal, she complains of claudication in the lower extremities, improved with rest, varicose veins, and weakness in her muscles and joints. Mental health, she denied symptoms. Neck, she complains of thyroid trouble. Neuropsychiatric, she denied symptoms. Personal safety, she complained of reduced vision and hearing loss. She is interested in information about preparation of her advanced directive. She denied exposure to physical or frequent cough. Sexual function, she is not sexually active. She denied exposure to sexually transmissible disease. Skin, she denied symptoms. Female gynecological, menstruation occurred at age 12. Last menstrual period, 1994. She denied menstrual difficulty. She has completed mammography. She denied history of pregnancies. Family and personal history. She's 74 years old. Father died at age 49 in an accident. Her mother died at age 5 from Alzheimer's disease. She has one brother, age 70, in good health. Her husband is age 80 and is, quote, okay, unquote. Family history was positive for arthritis in her mother. Hypertension in her father and brother. She denied a family history of asthma, bleeding, cancer, chemical dependency, convulsions, diabetes, heart disease or stroke, tuberculosis, or other serious illness. Her father and brother had hypertension. There's no history of other serious disease. Education, she completed college in 1994. Social history and health habits. She is married. She takes alcohol rarely. She smokes no tobacco. She does not use recreational substances. She lives with her husband. There are no dependents at home. Occupational concerns, none were reported. Serious illnesses and injuries. She has a history of fractures and concussions. She has a history of being not unconscious. She denies serious illnesses, operations, and hospitalizations. She's never had a blood transfusion. Tonsillectomy was completed in 1956 with good outcome. She has a history of fractured wrist, good outcome 216. She denies prolonged hospitalizations for medical care. Neuromusculoskeletal review of symptoms. General, she has a history of blurred vision, double vision, fatigue, reduced concentration, and loss of memory. Head, she denied a history of neuralgia, headaches, fainting, spells or blackouts or similar family history. Neck, she reports loss of grip strength in her left hand. She denies neuralgia, numbness, muscle spasm, or pain. She denied history of stiffness or paresthesias in her neck. Upper back and arms, she denied neuralgia, numbness, or pain, myospasm, stiffness, swelling, or paresthesias. Middle back, she denied neuralgia or numbness. Low back, she denied a history of weakness in her legs. Shoulders, she denied symptoms. Elbows, she denied symptoms. Wrists, she denied symptoms. Hips, she described weakness improved with adjustments. Ankles, she denied symptoms. Feet, she reported history of numbness. Unrelieved, she described intermittent pain that is sharp on the top of her foot, occurring for a few minutes, not severe, without radiation and without paresthesias or weakness. New paragraph, she reported memory loss. She reported that she's president of the local women's club. She will instruct people to take care of chores, but later she cannot remember who she spoke to or what she told them. She reports a family history of Alzheimer's disease and Parkinsonism. She requested a referral for dementia testing. She complained of a lesion on her leg that could be ringworm, present for 3 weeks, unchanged. Her neurological examination shows normal movement in an area of central clearing, 1 centimeter in area of erythema in the lateral aspect of the left lower leg. New paragraph, she completed the AD8 dementia screening interview, reporting problems with her judgment, decision-making, bad financial decisions, and problems with thinking. She reported reduced interest in hobbies and activities. She declines a history of repetitions, but does have a difficulty learning how to use tools, appliances, and gadgets. She can forget the correct month of the year. She reports having trouble handling complicated financial affairs, taxes, bill paying, and balancing the checkbook. She reports trouble remembering appointments. She reports daily problems with thinking and or memory. Her total score on the AD-8 was 8/8. She completed the all capitals MCOG with a total score of 27/30, which is within normal limits. She completed the NIH quality of life questionnaire, reporting difficulty reading and following complex instructions, planning for keeping appointments, difficulty with planning in advance, remembering errands, making simple mistakes more easily, having to read items several times to understand them, having trouble keeping track of what was said, having difficulty doing more than one thing at a time, trouble remembering new information, experiencing forgetfulness in tasks, trouble remembering the name of a familiar person, trouble with clarity in thinking, having difficulty with reacting slowly to activities, trouble forming thoughts, slow thinking, difficulty paying attention, some difficulty organizing speech, difficulty with arousals in the morning, difficulty staying awake during the daytime, trouble sleeping, difficulty falling asleep, moderate levels of anxiety, occasional episodes of fatigue, symptoms of depression, sluggishness in activity, increased self-criticism, finding the things in her life that would be overwhelming, feeling emotionally exhausted, having some symptoms of emotional discontrol, some difficulty with maintaining social commitments, having reduced capacity to do family activities, maintaining her friendships, having no difficulty with leisure activities, comma, reduced community activities, reduced capacity to go out for entertainment, reduce capacity to run errands without difficulty, reduce capacity to complete expected work. Having reduced capacity doing shorter periods of work than normal, having difficulty meeting the needs of her family, experiencing limited amounts of time, to visit friends, having reduced time to complete hobbies or leisure activities, having trouble keeping in touch with others, having trouble doing regular chores, experiencing limitations in doing her work, experiencing mild to moderate reduced satisfaction with social roles and activities, experiencing reduced ability to do things for fun outside of her home, experiencing a reduction in satisfaction with current level of activities with family members, reduced satisfaction for how much she does for her friends. Reduced satisfaction with current levels of activity, reduced activities of visiting friends, reduced satisfaction in completing daily routines, some difficulty in the limitations of performing her work, trouble initiating tasks, reduced capacity to brush her teeth, wash and dry her body, a little difficulty stepping up and down curbs, pushing open a heavy door, standing up from an armless chair or soft couch, going up and down a flight of stairs using handrail, little difficulty walking on a sidewalk or grass, taking 20-minute brisk walks without rest, little difficulty walking on a slippery surface outdoors, some symptoms of stigmatization, feeling left out of things, embarrassment of social circumstances, difficulty staying neat and clean, embarrassed about her speech, being concerned about loss of job performance. New paragraph, laboratory findings. The Alzheimer's disease, A-beta-4240, and capital P, capital E, T, capital A, capital U212 evaluation was positive, showing a high likelihood of amyloid plaque deposition in the brain. The Quest Alzheimer's Disease Detect capital APOE isoform plasma E3/E4 was elevated. Dementia secondary cause panel elevated. Creatinine, abnormal TSH, normal vitamin B12, and serum folate. Low HDL cholesterol, increased ADMA, increased high-sensitive C-reactive protein, and mild increase in insulin resistance score. MR brain imaging without contrast September 26, 2025 showed age-appropriate atrophy, no focal encephalomalacia changes, no acute mass lesions, mass effect or midline shift, vasogenic edema, acute parenchymal hemorrhage, or extra-axial fluid collections. The gray-white matter signal interface is intact throughout. Mild confluent T2 and flare signal hyperintensity within the immediate periventricular white matter is just greater than normal. Physiologic capping. A number of small, discrete, and partially confluent focal, that is foci, of similar signal abnormality are scattered throughout the bilateral subcortical white matter tracts, varying in size to the largest, which measures 8 millimeters. Similar findings were present on prior exams. More numerous areas of abnormality, increasing restricted diffusion, present. Expected major intracranial intravascular fine voids are present and symmetric. No suspicious susceptibility weighted signals present. Marrow signal of the skull is homogeneous on all segments. When compared to the previous investigation of the brain, 1/18/2018, the degree of confluent periventricular white matter T2 and FLAIR signal hyperintensity is similar. The number of small, discrete, and partially confluent foci of similar signal abnormality. Hold on.
You don't want to clean up that, do you?
No, I don't.
Of course not.